this year and last year we had some kids games, which was new, so it makes it more of a family event. We have a great menu. We have one vendor selling pizza, another donut maker, and as far as what the festival committee, what we're doing is we're doing clam chowder with a bread bowl. We're doing fried fish tacos or beef tacos. We're doing gumbo in a sourdough bread bowl. We have a raw bar, which is either ceviche or shrimp. We have hot dogs, reindeer sausage, chili dogs, chili, nachos, nachos with chili, coleslaw, cotton candy, and popcorn. And then we have a pretty full schedule of events this year. On Saturday, we have our vendors, which will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And starting at 11 a.m., we have raffle tickets that we'll be selling with lots of different prizes. And every hour, we pull tickets and announce winners. We also, starting at 2, we have some native dancers coming down. About 3:30, we have Sarah Brandy. She does fiddle and slow bluegrass music. 4:30, and this is a, you know, subject to change depending on if we have more performers that want to perform.
Sure.
But at 4:30, we have Amanda Balcombe. She does waltz and polka music. And then 6 p.m., the vendors go ahead and part, so we don't have a lot going on between then, so that the attention isn't taken away from the stage. About 6:45, though, Larry Goodall will get up there, and he's a stand-up comedian. 7 o'clock, we have our Fish Poem Slam. At 7:45, we have the Cole Cannon Band, which is light country rock music. And 8 p.m., we have Chase Anderson. She's acoustic pop and folk music. She's actually performed at the House of Blues, so we're really excited to have her on board as well. And then about 8:45, we're going to do karaoke, and then we'll end the show with the fireworks as soon as everybody's done and sung out. So, so it's a pretty full day on Saturday.
Full schedule.
Yes, and then Sunday, basically, we open at 12 p.m. Throughout the day, of course, we still do the raffle prizes, and you don't need to be present to win for any of those, as long as you include your phone number. We have our Lucky Ducky race at 2 p.m. We do a T-shirt design contest every year, and what we've been doing the last couple years is whoever wins it, we put their logo on the back the following year. And so whoever wins that, we will announce that winner at 3 p.m., and then at 4 p.m. when we close, we'll announce the grand raffle prize winner. And the grand raffle prize is hotel stay in Ketchikan. It's your flights, car rental, and some spending money. I believe it's $200 spending cash, so it's a pretty good grand prize. And then we close the festival at 4 on Sunday.
And this whole thing got started just to try to draw up some interest in town and get people in?
Yes. Well, we have so many wonderful artists on Prince of Wales and all over Southeast Alaska that we just really wanted to showcase that and, have a little celebration for them and hopefully get some of their art recognized and sold and all that good stuff. So it's become a real fun event.
Does it seem like it's growing each year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We estimate, we have no way of really keeping track because it's a pretty wide opening that you can come through. I mean, people come and go. But we estimate that we probably had, anywhere between 500 and possibly more last year. And I'd say previous years, maybe around 250.
Oh, great.
So it's definitely growing. And I'm hoping that, if people can get transportation over from Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Wrangell, that we'll have some people from your islands.